the Western Huddle podcast with Ember, Zave and Tom for everything AFL. Thanks to our mates at RAC Insurance, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
All right, let's get straight into it. The big story of the day is that Ember's is featured in the paper. He's online and a big picture of your head. Headline, Ember's has found a gem.
What could that be, you reckon?
Oh, I haven't told Katie yet, but you might want to. Now, tell us just quickly, you've got yourself a horse.
Yeah, this is a good story, actually. So a couple of years ago, I was at my
good stories for you and six mates, not for anyone else.
No, but just the way it unfolded. So there was a yearling for sale over in the east, and I had a mate over, JG, another mate called Cliff, and Cliff's trying to sell us his horse, and now there was 10% left in it. It was a 20 grand share for the 10%. So I said, listen, I'm completely out. So my mate JG said, you know what? Embers, your wedding's coming up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy this 10% and I'm going to give you a share as a wedding present. Right. I said, mate, that is very, very generous.
So the 10% was yours?
So no, I got 2.5% of the 10%.
So you still spent 5K on you?
That's right. So it was a very nice and thoughtful present. Now, we watched it a few times. It was over in Melbourne running.
Didn't we watch it at the pub for that that work thing we're at?
Yeah, we watched it a few times.
The work Christmas party or something?
Unfortunately, it didn't. It had the one win over there.
I think it won.
Did it win? It had a win at Pakenham on the synthetic. So I always said to the guys over there, I said, listen, if you ever want to bring it back to Perth, I thought it might be suited to it more of a Perth track. Well, got the phone call from Clint McDonald, a mate of mine who was also training Lons Delight. And he said, Embers, the rest of the owners want to get rid of it. Would you be keen to bring it to Perth? And I said, let me make a phone call. So I called JG. Anyway, cut a long story short, we offered $25,000 for it, and they said yes. So the next thing was, right, how the heck do I get this horse over here? So I Googled.
All of a sudden, you and I are in the back of the Ranger holding onto the bus.
That's right. How do you transport a horse to Perth? So I found a company, and they said, yeah, no worries. We've got a truck leaving in 2 days. So I'll throw it on that. So anyway, this horse is coming to Perth, and thinking, well, geez, I better call someone. So I called Grant Williams and said, mate, listen, I've got a horse. Do you reckon we can send it to your joint? He goes, what horse? So anyway, we arrived at Grant Williams's. We put in the paddock for a while, and then I didn't sort of think too much of it. And then got a phone call from him a couple of weeks ago and goes, hey, Embers, you know that horse you sent me? He's fast. Yeah, so we trialed him a couple of times. He trialed yesterday and trialed pretty well. So listen, he's not if we can get our money back on this horse, it'd be great.
200 grand? Yeah, you're
gonna No, 25,000.
Oh, see, I thought you meant get the whole lot.
No. He's just our last.
He's a 3 year old though.
He's a 3 year old gelding.
So you got to a couple of months to get some 3 year old races into it.
Yeah. So he's hopefully we can win some races for us over here. Hopefully a better environment suited to the harder tracks here, and
the clickbait power of.
But
the
best thing about horses, and as we know,
Using all the clickbait. Norm Smith medalist has the star of the
future.
It's
not about the money, but as you know, you guys are all in horses.
Good fun.
It is. We do syndications here in Australia better than anywhere in the world. And to be able to get a group of mates involved and the banter that goes with it and the excitement, and it's, the journey has been so far. So
your big, nice
one. I don't know
going.
If my mum listens to any of this, but he was just a few floating around. Yeah. No, they're all just tracking away nicely.
Nicely. I got one. Odinaka, watch out for it. We'll be winning. let's go to Frio. Big win on the weekend. Put himself back in finals contention.
Yeah.
They're just outside the eight, I think, now.
Yeah, they're in ninth at the moment.
But we still have them just missing.
Yeah. The bookies their run home is really hard. They had an easy run at the start. Their first seven games were easy. They dropped those couple of ones to North Melbourne and those kind of no good teams. And now they've got a tough run coming all the way
they've
back.
They've had a tough run, though. They've just gone through Sydney in Sydney.
Melbourne at the
Geelong MCG. And Melbourne at the MCG. So they've skipped through a few. And I know Geelong is so injury depleted. Can you imagine a grand final last year? Reece Stanley goes to the centre bounce with Dangerfield, Duncan and Guthrie.
Yep.
None of those guys would be playing. They're absolutely riddled, the Cats. They're almost stick a fork in the territory. Yeah. And just purely on the players that are unfortunately not available.
They've got a nice run now. So they've got Richmond at home, should win. Giants away. Essendon at home. And then it gets harder. Then Bulldogs, Carlton, Collingwood, Sydney, Geelong, Brisbane, Derby. Port Adelaide, Hawthorn.
I think the best thing for Fremantle right now is that they are in really good form. They are red hot. They're playing a good brand. They're moving it quickly. And a lot of the players early in the year that were really struggling are now hitting their straps. And Jai Amos and Josh Tracy inside forward 50, they've been waiting for that. They've got a forward line now that can actually score. They're scoring above 100 points, which they were struggling to do for the first seven or eight games.
I didn't know that draw was so hard at the end. I'm 50-50 whether they make finals or not, but they had to make the most of a bit of luck going their way. Teams have luck either at some stage or bad luck at some stage.
Yep.
Melbourne without Clary, they lost Sean Darcy. Geelong pretty depleted, and then of course Sydney Callum Mills went down in the first quarter. Plus and they've obviously got all the defenders. But you had to make the most of that opportunity. Yep, they could have easily gone and still lost over there. You saw Carlton get fed on Friday night.
And if you ever were going to get St Kilda and North Melbourne, rounds one and two probably not the best time to get them when they're up and about. If you got North Melbourne and St Kilda now, so that's the other side of the coin, you'd probably knock them off.
They did Hawthorn by 70, and I don't think, and I know they're sitting down the, I don't think the Hawks are that bad. So they are in good form.
They're going pretty well.
Yeah.
What did you make of the O'Meara suspension? They're challenging it tonight, so we're not sure what's going to happen.
That's about the only one. I know they're all challenging. I thought Chera, it's just all about where they're, like, so O'Meara literally dropped his legs. So he legs off the ground, so he's hanging off. I don't think there is that yanking motion. He had the arm pinned, but you have the arm pinned. That's just how you tackle. I thought O'Meara was a bit stiff. Chera, I could see the head really slapped back, and I thought, well, I think that's a week. I thought Roy Laird, I don't think they're a week in terms of how it is, but Laird's tackle on Lachie Neal, I thought, oh, that's probably going to get a week at the time. I don't know. I just didn't think that with O'Meara.
I'm glad that they're actually appealing Fremantle.
Everyone is. Everyone's having a throw at the stumps.
So you reckon it will change the way people will tackle? So you just grab them now. You almost got to grab them and
drop their knees. Once you actually take them from one side of your body to the other, that sort of slingy motion in a way, I think that's when you're in strife.
So we had Spargo and he dropped, and then Spargo rolled that way.
I think he did everything right. And if you actually have a look, I felt like the contact was more shoulder rather than actually head.
I'm happy for them to be a free kick.
Normally they do when they're 35 out directly in front.
Yeah. Who was the player? Was it Jack Higgins on the weekend? It was. Who had a dislocated finger and still tried to take the kick, then sprinted off.
Was that for the deliberately out of bounds? Did you see?
No, he took a mark and then popped his... Mate, I can't imagine what Clarko would do, and he missed. If my fingers were out of place and I'd gone back.
He was kicking like Jake Waterman with the glove on.
Yeah, mate, with his fingers like that and then ran off. I don't know whether the feedback would have been great down the phone line, especially if someone was standing next door who could kick the footy.
Yeah.
Couple of players. Well, one player that played well was Luke Jackson because, of course, Sean Darcy, we think, is 3 weeks with a hamstring. They got a bye, though. That helps a little bit.
No, minimum three games.
Three games. Yeah. So that's 4 weeks.
Minimum four.
Okay. Now, this talk, I think, might be a bit far-fetched, but good mate Kane reckons they should look at trading one of them. I know at the start of the season, I reckon we all thought that Jackson's a good player, but the fit's not right, having two ruckmen. Have you seen enough now to know the fit can work with having both Darcy and Jackson playing? Or did the fact that Jackson rucked by himself, did that change the way you think about it?
Jackson opened the game well, though, when Darcy was still there. You have to weigh it up at the end of the year.
I think personally, the decision now, regardless if it works or not, it's up to Sean Darcy to say, okay, do I want to be at this football club for 600, 550, 600?
Whichever indication is that he is, he's happy.
But when you've got, like, he is $1 million a year player right now. He will get offered a 3-year contract around $3 million, whether that's to Geelong, where he comes from, whether that's to another club. That's where he's at right now. So he's got to say, well, am I happy to be number one ruck at Wet Fremantle for 600 or a number one ruck at another team for $1 million.
The thing with Darcy is, so he's a restricted free agent at the end of next year. So if Frio think that he might leave, they actually need to trade him at the end of this year where they have control and they can get the maximum back. Otherwise, they just get a compo pick. Unless Darcy says, I'll go to Geelong, but only if you trade the assets to make it fair for both sides.
Yeah.
He could walk, Geelong says 1.1, Frio don't match it, and then Frio only get a compensation pick, which on that kind of contract, it would be higher, but it might be the end of the first round, which they can probably get more than that if they trade him end of this year.
It definitely works together. Like the last few weeks,
it's been awesome.
It's been really, really good to watch. So,
and that's mainly because Jackson's improved dramatically.
Yeah. And he spent a bit of time as a non-baller, which definitely looked good, especially in that first quarter last week against Melbourne.
What piece are they missing, really? It's a matter of
forward.
Are they desperately miss? Yeah, but they've got a miss coming through. What are they desperate
for this year or for the future?
Is there a position that they desperately need more than Sean Darcy as a ruckman? If they find the answer to be yes, then I think that's the answer.
And I still think another key forward. Like Jai Amos is going to be a very good player, but
that's the one they need.
If you had like an Aaron Norton inside forward 50 with Jai Amos being your second tall, you know, Charlie Curnow inside your forward 50 with Jai Amos.
Well, if a knock on the door came and the Bulldogs aren't a good example because they've got Tim English. If Norton was available, would you do the flipperoo?
Yep.
Yep. Look,
definitely. So
it really
just depends what's on the table.
Yeah, you can do it in a heartbeat. Let's go to West Coast. Do you think they were better on the weekend? I think Elliot Yeo in the first quarter gave them a bit more strength around the ball and a bit more senior talent.
Oh, they're
talent.
A much better team with Elliot Yeo in. He was, I thought he was pretty super, actually, for a guy that has missed a fair bit of footy. Like, he was strong around the contest. He spent a lot of time on Stringer. They had a really good matchup in the first half. But I thought Yeo ran the game out better than we thought. Now, I think ideally, in regards to minutes and missing so much football, you would have thought around sort of 60 minutes that he was going to be the guy to get subbed out. But, of course, Luke Edwards had the concussion, so he had to stay out there. They're a much better team with Elliot Yeo in it. There were signs on the weekend that West Coast, especially early, that are prepared to take the game on. They moved it quickly. We spoke a lot about Oscar Allen not getting hit up. They've got to find him a lot more because, you know, he's such a star.
Well, that Jack Darling is by himself up there.
Which is always harder.
People said no calls for trade Jack Darling, I think is a bit ridiculous because then Oscar's by himself. They've got nobody else there to possibly give him a chop out, and Oscar will get the best defender plus two more guys zoning off for the next 3 years.
Yeah. But Jack Darling's only got 1 year max anyway.
He's got two or three left.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think he can play
he's 31 this year.
Besides this injury, he's been super consistent in his games, plays every week.
This year he hasn't been consistent at all.
No, it's been his worst year probably on record. Yeah.
And that's what happens sometimes. You know, you get to a certain age and 31 and the game catches up with you very, very quickly.
Yeah. I think the only negative of bringing Yeo back, and of course they had Shannon Hearn, they got Luke Shuey to come back, is it fills up their defence. So you saw that some of the youngsters, so Bazo had to play forward, Hoff had to play forward.
Tommy Barris started forward.
They moved that move back, but some of these guys you'd like to get some easy ball across half back when they bring the old guys back. Similar to the Hawthorn when they got rid of the older guys to give guys more opportunity. Whether they can find different roles for the senior guys to keep them?
Well, you can, but it's a matter of speed too. Once the game gets too quick, then you're finding roles that you're not suitable in. I think that's when it gets hard. For example, Matty Prittis, Sam Mitchell, those guys who are fantastic inside mids. Mitch tried half back, Prittis tried half forward.
Yeah.
Once the game gets too quick, then you're like, oh, gee whiz, I'm chasing around some whippets out here. Like it's
tough. Both those guys were traded out at the end of 2017.
Yeah.
And obviously 18. They want a flag.
There you go.
There's one guy who I got to put my hand up and say I got it wrong. I didn't know why they recruited Jaden Hunt. I was like, why would you get another 27, 28-year-old halfback?
No, I got that wrong.
Back?
Yeah, I got that wrong.
He was outstanding on the weekend.
Super.
I think you said the best game he might have played for Melbourne or West Coast on the weekend.
By miles.
Yeah, I think
by
it was career-high stats for him. Get a goal. Yeah, awesome. He breaks the lines. He's been brilliant.
Mid-season draft tomorrow. We think West Coast will take one of the two talls, Jack Buller or Ryan Marich. Don't know a lot about Marich, so we'll see how he goes. Try and boost their waffle side or take a flyer on someone else to play forward and help out Oscar.
Does he play this week?
You never know. Imagine that.
Nah.
A few days later playing.
Maybe Jai Cully last year joined the trip in Adelaide.
Yeah.
But nah, you don't. You think
you
will.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Jack Williams has been playing in the twos. He had a ruptured spleen, but he played on the weekend. They had 9 AFL players play waffle, which is the most they had all season.
Good.
On the weekend for West Coast. Some more reports, Kobe Bergil was very good across halfback.
Okay, nice.
And just one to leave you with, lots of talk about Harley Reid. Now, Zave, you're going to tell me this trade is ridiculous, but
I'll walk out.
You can walk out if you think it's ridiculous. Now, bear in mind, the offer for Horn Francis last year was 3 first-round picks, which North said no to, which ended up becoming Rankin, Rochelle, and Dawson. So 2 top 10s plus the pick they got Dawson with.
Hang on. Dawson's been at the club for... What are you talking?
So the year that they put the trade for Horn Francis was the year they got Dawson.
Oh, so 2 years ago. Sorry.
Yeah. So West Coast go to North Melbourne. So we'll give you Harley Reid, right? Hyped guy, blah, blah, blah. They say, we want your pick 2. We want your first next year. And we want your pick that you've got off Port Adelaide, which is currently 17. So you think it'd be 2 or 3 and pick 17.
So who are you going to?
North Melbourne, who currently have pick 2. They've also got Port's first this year, which is currently pick 17.
Mm.
So right now,
17's not really relevant.
It'd be 17 and their first next year.
I don't know, mate. I don't know. Well, yeah, I'm not walking out on it. I'm not walking out on it.
Okay.
I think you got to split the pick and see what you can get.
Yeah. Two top five picks and a pick 17.
No, you definitely. It's definitely worth having the conversation. But I think West Coast, if they do get number one draft pick, it's not black and white that they take Harley Reid with it. I think that's what we're all saying.
Take someone else or trade it, you mean?
No, as in, yeah, as in, like, they are not just going to take Harley Reid.
No.
They're going to potentially look at options to split it for sure. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's us done for today. Freo have the bye. Good luck to West Coast on the weekend. We're calling it live on Triple M. It's been the Western Huddle for a Tuesday morning.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.